Hundreds of people have gathered outside Waltham Forest Town Hall to protest against the Mini Holland scheme. Why do you think it's something that is actually really positive for the borough?
I think it's really positive because I think we need to change the way that we move around our cities. At the moment, we've got a totally unsustainable transport system, which is dominated by cars. Many people, single occupancy cars, doing very short journeys. You know, the streets are gridlocked and all of us are suffering. 50% of us, of people in the borough, don't own cars, and we're suffering as a result. Air pollution is a massive killer. 10,000 Londoners die prematurely every single year because of air pollution, and something has got to change. We cannot go on like this. And I think it's a really positive scheme because I think the council is encouraging, nudging people to maybe think about their transport choices, to think, you know, do I really need to use my car today? Can I get around in a different way instead?
Some protesters have said that it has a detrimental impact on local businesses and on people that own cars. And what would you say in opposition to that?
I'd say Orford Road, which is a small strip in Walthamstow Village that has been pedestrianised, now got no vacant shops for the first time in 15 years. Okay, every single shop is full, is active, is busy, full of customers. So I think, you know, that's a fatuous argument. People by foot and on bike spend more money than someone who's driving past and struggles to find a parking space. You know, you go down there, there's people lingering, talking to their neighbours outside, topping in and out of local shops. So I would just completely refute that.
Last of all, you're giving a speech here today at the Town Hall. What are the key messages that you want to get across?
The key messages are that there's a Conservative motion in the council tonight to try and stop Mini Holland. They say that Mini Holland will make air pollution worse, will make levels of emissions go up, which seems completely bonkers to me for a scheme that tries to encourage people to use alternative forms of transport. The only thing that will worsen our air quality is our continued reliance on cars, our continued addiction to cars. And, you know, we live in a car sick society. It's killing us, and, you know, something has got to change.
Thank you.